Hi, everybody. This is Christopher from Neatline Antique Maps, and I want to take a few minutes of your time to tell you a little bit about this wonderful map of Africa. Now, this great chart was produced by Willem Janszoon Blau in the 17th century, which is the golden age of Dutch cartography and exploration. What is important about it is that it reflects how quickly and comprehensively European knowledge about Africa and about the world in general is changing in this century. And this map really constitutes a milestone in the mapping of Africa. Now, the historical undercurrent to this map, and which is just as important as its cartographic features, is that the Dutch at this stage really are the only challengers to Portuguese dominance in the Indian Ocean. And the Dutch were partly doing this through their own trade and colonization, but they were also doing it through cartography. And this is really featured very clearly in this map, which is one of the most detailed maps of Africa available at the time. If we want to look at some of the specific features that are worth highlighting, I would start with just the sheer density of toponyms that are surrounding the coastline. This was really made to assist navigation, but also shows that the knowledge of Africa was coming largely from a maritime perspective. If we look in the interior, we see a lot of great features as well, including spectacular African fauna such as camels, lions, ibex, crocodiles, giant frogs, elephants, ostriches, and even a monkey. We also see the large rivers well depicted. The Nile source is shown as being fed or as coming from two large lakes, which in turn are fed by some mountains referred to as Lunae Montes, or the Mountains of the Moon. Now, this is a Ptolemaic concept that goes all the way back to the second century. But we also see newer inclusions in the map, such as further south, where a lake entitled Sakaf Lacus is shown as the source for both the Zambezi and Limpopo rivers. Now, this is really strange because this is not part of the Ptolemaic tradition, but is probably something that Blau adapted from Martin Waldseemüller's famous world chart from 1507, which was really a revolutionary way of looking at the world and depicting the world. So it shows how Waldseemüller was still really an iconic figure and how important this map still was in the 17th century. Another great feature is the weird shape of Madagascar. Now, we have to remember here that the Dutch were sailing quite frequently on Madagascar at this stage. So why does it veer off to the east in that strange way? Well, this is also something that shows how well-informed Blau was as a mapmaker, because this is a concept that he has adapted from another great Dutch mapmaker, van Linschoten, who drew a map of the southern Indian Ocean, including Madagascar, and published it in 1596, which also became one of these seminal and important maps.